This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In San Diego, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing complex today. The Cessna was not far from the airport. Officials say fire damaged cars and homes. Eight others were injured. San Diego Assistant Fire Chief Dan Eddy.
Some of the injuries were people that were on the ground. All the injuries that we treated were people that were treated at the evacuation center. There was no one transported from scene.
Eddie says it's unclear how many people were on board the plane and the cause is under investigation. The NTSB also on scene. A suspect is in custody, investigators say, responsible for the double murder of two Israeli embassy staffers last night, shot and killed outside an event at a Capitol Jewish museum. President Trump condemned those killings. A Brooklyn federal jury today convicting Svetlana Dali of stowing away on a New York Delta flight to Paris. Dali testified in her own defense, telling jurors she did not have a boarding pass when she walked onto that flight. Dali still faces sentencing. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A federal grant supporting educational training for people working with disabled children has been cut, which is putting a UW lacrosse program in jeopardy. The adapted physical education program at UWL relies on funding from the grant. UWL officials have reached out to legislators to try and save the funding and are also working on other ways to fund the program. In the meantime, the UWL Alumni and Friends Foundation is accepting donations for the program. You can find more information on UW Lacrosse's website. A zoning code information session is being held tonight in La Crosse. Zoning code 101 is being held at the Southside Neighborhood Center from 6:30 to 7:30. There's no cost to attend and anyone in the community is welcome. The session will focus on what zoning is and how zoning impacts the community. There will also be an opportunity to take a community survey for La Crosse's upcoming zoning code update. The survey, which is being conducted by Forward La Crosse, takes about 10 minutes to complete. Viroqua's Hospital is undergoing a name change and rebranding. Vernon Health will be the new name of the hospital, replacing the old moniker Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Vernon Health said its new branding symbolizes unity, care, diversity, and warmth. The hospital, which began operations in 1951, will hold a family fun night on September 3rd in Viroqua to celebrate the name change. The new name and logo is the result of a two-year collaborative process between the hospital and the community. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The Daily Line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp, down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital, who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live on location, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, live on location here in Black River Falls on the banks of the Black River here at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch, where a boat has just launched. It is Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, a beautiful day here along the banks of the Black River. Mr. Zomerins, our producer and engineer, back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. If you were not with us in hour number one, I can tell you that we're monitoring a couple of things here. Number one, our battery pack, we started at 39%. I can tell you we're now down to 23% on the remote battery pack. So I'm feeling good, Zomers. I thought if we got to hour number two with 20%, we'd sneak in. So it appears that the show will end before the battery and the power. So that's good news.
Thank goodness.
Also, yes, thank goodness. Also, of course, we're coming to you live via the Starlink satellite. And I set up the satellite dish. I thought this is great. It's a cement foundation right at the on the boat launch here. What I did not know is the pipe underneath of the cement contained a nest of snakes, which came out and started sunning themselves. I can tell you they have not attacked yet, so we have no snakes on the show yet, but we have an hour left. So that is the status of our outdoor show today, Somers.
Yes, your sister commented on Facebook, Heather, saying, "You are the most incredible host, flying without a parachute, snakes, battery issue, bird poop."
Yes, and a bird crapped on about a foot from us right before we went on the air. But this is the great outdoors. This is what makes Wisconsin great, because it's safe. It's when you're in a studio, everything is calm. You know everything is going on. What really matters, can you get out there in nature, take on the elements, and have a little fun? It keeps you on top of your toes, Zomers. It reinvigorates the soul. That's what we say so often. Get out, as the kids say, touch grass, and enjoy nature, right? So
absolutely.
Coming up a little bit later. Yeah, absolutely. Coming up a little bit later this hour, our What's Worse, our category for today, timely indeed, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? So that's coming up a little bit later this hour. But we bring on our next guest here. Speaking of conservation, speaking of getting into the great outdoors, he is the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. He joins us live via StreamYard. Alex Modorski joins us. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd.
It's our pleasure. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like,
Now, you have a beautiful green screen of a lake behind you. People are wondering over the break, asking, am I in front of a green screen? No, I can tell you that this shot is live and in person.
Yes, unfortunately, this is a green screen, but we're looking at a beautiful green space up in Presque Isle, very top of the state, Vilas County. And preserved in part using the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, that part of the state.
Very, very appropriate indeed. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I always like when we have people on the show that have never been here before, like me, who spent some time in the state capitol. But tell folks a little bit about yourself, Alex, where you grew up, and how you got into working for the Nature Conservancy.
Sure. So I grew up in majestic Cleveland, Ohio, Todd. It's got a
bad rap
that it doesn't deserve. Great city. It's no Wisconsin,
agreed,
of course. No Madison.
You have Lake Erie.
Grew up on the shores of Lake Erie and came to UW-Madison to go to college. My grandma, who was one of the people I got the political bug from, was a badger for Stevenson, Adlai Stevenson, way back in 1952.
Wow.
She passed a few years ago at 95. So she was one of those folks who volunteered on campaigns every 2 years. So I knew what a great school this was from her. And when I started looking around to go to colleges and I checked the campus out, I thought this was the place for me. So came to college here, started working on campaigns and in the state legislature, went home to get a law degree and practice law for a couple of years, but litigation wasn't really my thing. So I came back to work in the legislature, worked for a decade for four different state legislators, and I've been at the Nature Conservancy and loving it for 6 years now.
I think that's fantastic. I've visited Cleveland, and I think you're right. It does get a bit of a bad rap, but boy, I spent time. I went to the Rock and Roll Museum, Hall of Fame Museum there, right on Lake Erie. You got the Brown Stadium. At the time I went there, it was still relatively new, but also you could walk to it from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right there on Lake Erie. Lots of things to do there, but again, I think Cleveland was really smart. Is it too much being a native Clevelander? Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Cleveland was really smart situating those two things, the Brown Stadium and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, on Lake Erie, because there's a whole district of kind of conservancy and conservation all along there where people just hang out and enjoy nature as well.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful lakefront, and it reminds you of the remarkable things that can happen when you employ those conservation principles in urban spaces. So it's a really beautiful place, and most of that development all took place during my lifetime. So I grew up in a place and time where they sort of told you, don't dive into Lake Erie because you're going to come out with three eyeballs and gills. And now most of the lake, although there have been, algae incidents in the past, is clean and it's healthy and it's home to a lot of great species. You can fish for walleye, and it's a great example of what we can do if we put our minds into conserving things for anglers and for everybody who enjoys lake environments.
It's a great success story, and you're absolutely right. It's a great example. I think we need to look to more of these when we do things the right way, when we invest in conservation and our natural resources. It can pay a dividend back because there's a huge economic boom in Cleveland, in that part, as I understand it. I mean, it draws a lot of people there. And so it's not just taking care of the earth. It's also providing economic benefits as well. Let's move a little bit closer to home. And, I like to say Wisconsin's always home. I think it's interesting you decided to come back here, because I think that's part of what makes Wisconsin great, is that it's not just native Wisconsinites like me, but when we bring in folks, whether it's from Cleveland or all other parts of the state or parts of the country to Wisconsin, our diversity is our strength. And now you find yourself as the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. As tell us a little bit about the Nature Conservancy, what you all do, where you're located, and how people could get involved.
Absolutely. So the Nature Conservancy is the world's largest environmental organization. We are in 79 different countries. I have about 6,000 colleagues worldwide here in Wisconsin. We've been helping to protect nature and all the species and human beings that thrive in it since 1959. And we've protected over 240,000 acres of some of this state's most beautiful wild lands and waters that everyone can enjoy for free at all of our preserves. And we work very hard on that. We work very hard on tackling climate change because we know all 240,000 of those acres are at risk if we don't do something about that. And we also do a lot of work with sustainable agriculture. It's been a fascinating process for me, Todd, since I joined the Nature Conservancy. I come from three generations of lawyers with smooth city hands. I didn't know much about farms when I joined the Nature Conservancy. And seeing what conservation groups and farmers can do when they work together so we all have cleaner water to drink has been an absolutely unbelievable experience for me. So I love doing that work as well.
We're talking with Alex Budorsky, Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. So help me understand, is there, for lack of a better term, a Wisconsin chapter where you focus just on Wisconsin issues, then tie in nationally, internationally, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have the Wisconsin chapter. If I wanted to use our nerdy internal language, we are the Wisconsin business unit of the Nature Conservancy. But we are in all 50 states, I should mention, in addition to all 79 countries. And we work closely with our colleagues in the Midwest as well as in DC on all sorts of policy issues. My primary focus is on state level policy issues. We're based in Madison. We have a shiny new office in one of those fancy new buildings on the Capitol Square. Come by and visit me sometime.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to show you around. So that's where we're based, but we have preserves all over this state in the Northwoods and the Baraboo Hills near Mukwonago. So it is really a pleasure to work for the Nature Conservancy. It's done so many wonderful things in this state. And I'll admit, before I joined TNC, I was probably a consummate indoorsman. I didn't make it outside quite as much as I should have. And one reason it's been great working for TNC is, especially in the post-pandemic world, this is not an original observation, but people really started getting outside to keep themselves grounded and to keep themselves sane and healthy and doing all of those wonderful things.
One of the things I love about conservation issues is, at least it should be theoretically, something that brings folks together. As a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, I mean, you look at from Teddy Roosevelt, even through Tommy Thompson, we had Tia Nelson, daughter of former U.S. Senator and Governor Democrat Gaylord Nelson, was on the show on Earth Day, and she said, look, I mean, Tommy likes to point out that he put more land into preservation in Wisconsin than my dad did when he was governor. And so at one time, these were issues that brought folks together. And one of those is the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund, whether you're talking former State Senator Rob Coles from the Green Bay area to the Democrats, Rob Coles, Republican. These, again, were issues that brought people together. A minute left here, so we'll pick it up on the other side. But talk to us a little bit about where we're at with the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund.
Sure. So I'll quickly introduce that program to your listeners. The Noel Nelson Stewardship Program is named after two great Wisconsin statesmen, one Republican, one Democrat, Governor Warren Knowles, who started our state's first land conservation program, a Republican, and the great Tia Nelson's father, Senator Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day. And it says it all there in the title, I like to tell people. It's a bipartisan program, should continue on this basis, and it's wildly popular with voters, whether they vote for Democrats, Republicans, or they consider themselves independents. So it is very much in that spirit of bipartisan Wisconsin conservation leadership.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to come back and talk more with Alex Budorsky on the other side, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy. because whether you're someone who considers yourself more on the liberal side and just wants to go out and walk through the woods, or whether you're someone who might be more of a Republican voter, not to say there aren't Democrats that hunt as well and say, well, I'm just all about going out hunting. All of us in Wisconsin, you can't do any of those things if nature isn't able to do its job and keep it safe and keep it clean. So these programs should be helping everybody, and they do. We'll come back more and talk more. Alex Minorski on the other side. We are live on the banks of the snaky Black River in Black River Falls. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location along the banks of the Black River in beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, saying, Zomers, you should play Union of the Snakes by Duran Duran. Well done, Zomers. Nicely done indeed. The snakes have not moved. They're still in their little den, I guess you would call it. More importantly, we're joined to talk about other conservation issues that don't include snakes by Alex Modorsky, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy. Alex, before to break, introduced a little bit the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. Former Republican Governor Warren Knowles, former Democratic Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, who started and founded Earth Day. What does this program mean for the state of Wisconsin, and why does it appear to be, if not in danger, certainly a concern right now as we look at the current budget process in Wisconsin?
Well, it means everything. It means a lot. I was thinking about this interview, Todd, today before I joined you to chat. And when we talk about the outdoors, it does everything from protect wildlife species, to protect wetlands. It also, for local units of government, does things like create trails, creates parks, helps protect them. You're on a boat launch today. There's a whole sub-program of this Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program that's dedicated to making sure boaters can enjoy that activity. And every acre of land we have at the Nature Conservancy based on this program is open to all nature-based outdoor activities, as we call them, including hunting, fishing, and trapping. And those are such an important part of our state's cultural heritage that I'm glad we can offer that to every Wisconsinite and everyone who wants to visit this state for free. It's a public-private matching grant program, so we don't get this money for free from the state government. We got to show up at the table and explain to the Department of Natural Resources, here's what we think we can do, here's what we think we can protect, and here's what we think people can use. So here's the money we can bring to the table. Can you help us out? The program, I think, is not unique in facing some challenges in the legislature to the extent that that process doesn't always move as smoothly as perhaps most Wisconsinites would ideally like, but that's one reason we continue to go back to the legislature and tout these polls that say 93% of Wisconsinites support the stewardship program. That's true whether you're talking to a Democratic voter or Republican voter. It doesn't matter what part of the state you're talking to people in. They support this program and they want to see Wisconsin continue to be a conservation leader going forward.
I think it's so important to point this out because, again, there's a lot of rhetoric right now, particularly from my former party, about handouts, about, you know, quote unquote, welfare programs. There's a lot of that focus in D.C. right now, but also some of it in the state capitol. Really important to point out that the stewardship fund, it requires to have private partnership money as well. And so you have to prove, as you said, that these programs are for the public good. In this era where everyone wants to talk about, you know, efficiencies and the made up thing of DOGE and all that, these programs are really well thought out, they're really well overseen, and they're really well administered.
I think that's right. The Department of Natural Resources has a great process, a competitive process that people who want these grants go through. They're looked at by real estate appraisal professionals who have experience in the relevant sorts of environments and ecosystems that we're talking about. And it's really a win-win, especially as I think if you look at traditional industry in Wisconsin, like forestry, $42 billion a year industry. Look at the fastest growing sector of our economy, and that's tourism, $25 billion a year. Between those two things, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs a year. And this program supports that sustainable forestry. It supports protecting an environment that people want to come up from the Chicago suburbs or wherever they may, spend their money on some old fashions at some supper clubs in addition to the hunting and fishing and other activities they want to do up here. So it's a win-win in every way I can think of for the environment and the economy.
The time always goes too fast. Going to have you back on soon. But Alex, you have about 2 minutes. Talk to us about the implications of the Stewardship Fund in agriculture in Wisconsin.
Sure. So the Stewardship Fund doesn't directly involve agriculture, but I can talk to you a little bit about some overlaps there.
Sure.
The work the Nature Conservancy does. We're really proud, and this is consistent with the bipartisan theme, to work on something we call our Clean Water Initiative with the Dairy Business Association, Clean Wisconsin, another environmental group, and Wisconsin Land and Water. They're our state's county conservation staff organization. Historically, sometimes these groups butted heads, and we said, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's sit down, develop a shared agenda. Who cares who used to be in what party or whatever? And let's hammer some good things out, like planting cover crops that help us get clean water and really helps soak up the carbon so it doesn't go out into the atmosphere. It helps us do things like producer-led watershed groups, which are farmer-led groups. They talk to one another. implement the best practices. And it helps, this group is advocating for money for our county conservation agents as well. They are the boots on the ground that work with farmers to implement the nutrient management plans that they envision on their farms to keep things safe for us. And we have the Great Lakes as a wonderful natural asset. And we have access to so much wonderful dairy food here in the state of Wisconsin. We can keep our water clean at the same time. And that's why I love working with ag groups and farmers as well, to make sure we work together, build that nonpartisan dialogue to get to great conservation outcomes and economic growth in the state.
Alec Podorsky of the Nature Conservancy done a great job of explaining this. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks for what you do. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Come on back.
Thank you so much, Todd. I hope you have a great
Our
day.
Pleasure.
Be careful with those rattlers up there in Black River Falls, okay?
Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dairy markets continue to navigate a complex mix of supply pressures and global demand shifts. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And as analysts assess where things stand and where we're headed, cheese remains a critical piece of the puzzle. We checked in with Matt Trainel from EverEgg to hear his insights on what's driving the need to stay competitive on the international stage.
We definitely need to continue to export quite a bit of it. We do have some monster plants that have come on board and continue to gain capacity. There's certainly maybe a little bit of concern that a couple of the plants are maybe building up slower than expected, whether that's due to technical difficulties or maybe having a little bit of difficulty finding the milk. But every day and week and month that we move forward, these plants should continue to be producing more and more cheese that will be available to any end user.
Once again, that's Matt Trainel joining us from EverEgg. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 463, up 2 cents. New crop corn closed at 453 and a quarter, down 2 1/4 cents. Cash beans closed at 1067 and a half, that was up 4 3/4. And new crop beans closed at 1055 and a quarter, and that was up 3 cents. And July wheat closed at 544 and a half, and that was down 4 3/4. On the dairy side of things, June Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1987 a hundredweight. That is up 24 cents. And July milk is trading at 1998, up 33 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 194 and 3/4, up 1 1/4. And the AA butter closed up 2 cents and closed at 236 and a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, on the banks of the beautiful Black River. Check this out. If you have the ability to watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it, the visual. I mean, this is a picture-perfect day. As it's, I would say, well, I should just check here. Might as well not guess, right? That's why we have smartphones on us. 60 degrees, a beautiful, balmy, but it feels warmer because the sun's out, the wind's not too bad. And we are here on the banks of the Black River at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch, where we just had a pontoon boat go in Zomers behind us not too long ago here. And tomorrow, we'll see. If the waters don't rise and the sunshine holds, we may well be on the SS Minnow, better known and captained by the great Pat Kreitlow. This is how good Pat Kreitlow is. Not only is he a former Democratic state legislator, not only was he a longtime news anchor of television in the Chippewa Valley, not only is he the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here at Civic Media from 6 until 9, he also is a licensed cruise boat captain on Lake Wissota. And so we may be over there on Lake Wissota tomorrow with the show. It could be me, Kreitlow, James Kelly, and a cast of thousands on Lake Wissota tomorrow. So not going to want to mention, or not going to want to miss that. Tonight, a big shout out to my favorite youngest niece, Isabel. Isabel, she's graduating from Eau Claire Memorial High School tonight. So Mom and I will be there. We have brought our parkas and our winter boots. It's going to be chilly. The thing doesn't start until like 7 o'clock, and it's at the track field. So I feel like it's going to be a little chilly, but looking forward to that. And staying around till Saturday because the party is on Saturday. So looking forward, and congratulations to Isabel. And congratulations to all of our high school and college graduates across the state of Wisconsin. It's always, this time of year is always filled with hopefulness, right? Now, lots of great graduation speeches. The world is your oyster. Get out there and see the day. So congratulations to all those graduates across the state of Wisconsin. Okay, now it's 37 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, weather, talk, sports networks, affiliated stations across the state of Wisconsin. No better way to have your business, your product advertised than on Civic Media. Check us out at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. You can find out how you can join us as one of our great sponsors here, like Gordy Kopke, where we were yesterday, as a matter of fact. And Late Word, tomorrow now on the show, our old friend Peter Rapine is going to be here with a week in review. And also, one of the folks from the Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight, Brian, I believe is his name, he'll be here. And maybe a visit from our old friend Brady Ewing. So
exciting,
all kinds of great
full
things.
Day.
And as well as being on a pontoon boat with Pat Kreitlow. So a jam-packed Friday. And we're giving away four tickets tomorrow all day long on Civic. One set of four tickets to a future Milwaukee Brewers game in those beautiful club-level seats. Be listening from Pat's show all the way through Maggie's show for chances to win, including our show tomorrow. We'll give you a keyword. Download the Civic Media app so you can enter tomorrow. All right, here we go. As we said, timely, timely indeed on the category today, because we're right next to the Black River here in Black River Falls, a beautiful body of water, part of what makes Wisconsin great. Today's category, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now's a great time to get it. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll take about a minute. It is free to download. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, heights or water? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'll get it right yet. I was thinking about, I was driving up here, Zomers. I was listening to our great friend and colleague who comes on every morning from 9 until 11, Jane Matinair, Matinair on Air. And she and Greg Bachnow were talking. Did they announce this at the meeting? Because I don't go to the meetings much anymore. There's a new feature, I hear, coming to the Civic Media app where people can leave voice messages. Is this true? Have you heard about this?
I know nothing about it, but I believe it.
We're usually the last to know. No, I believe it to be true. I believe it to be true. And this was a part of a thing that we said months ago. We said, wouldn't it be great if people could call and leave us stories that they might have about Civic Media? And here now, our idea has come to fruition. And so I'm very happy. I'm very happy about it that it's come to fruition. And so I'm looking forward to people leaving us voice messages that we will play on the air.
Cam, I mean, and Appleton just texted in all caps, voice messages, you say?
Yes, exactly. Exactly my point. All right, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is because people have real and phobias or fears of both heights and water. My dad grew up on a dairy farm. He fell into a cow tank, I think, when he was like 3 years old, and had has a fear of water to this day. So, you know, there you go. You gotta be careful about that. But some people can't go, you know, more than a couple of stories up when they get petrified. So what's worse, heights or water? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. AJ in Madison, listening on WMDX, says heights are worse because I can swim. All right.
Or can't swim.
Very good. Or can't, all right, that's right, because he can't swim. All right.
Also,
good.
Somebody sent in a voice message about the voice message feature.
It's already here, Todd.
The voice message feature is already live.
That's fantastic.
Strangely, it doesn't say who it's from, so I don't know who that is.
Really? That was pretty good. That was pretty good. It's already here, Todd. I didn't know this. And again, we should really start going to the meetings. But this is a lot. I think this will be a lot of fun. I think this will be a lot of fun. The people can call and complain. Now we can solicit voice messages. Just don't get arrested for solicitation. All right, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can call us on the or text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines. Ollie, up here. I'm not quite in the North Woods yet, Ollie, because I'm south of Highway 29. I'm in Black River Falls. But Ollie in the North Woods, Ollie, heights or water, what's worse?
Well, first off, it sounds like you're having a wonderful time there. And
yes.
I'm going to throw this all into your lap. They are both equal because if you are out in the water and you hit a drop off, that is could be a terrible thing. So
yes.
That's, so the combination
absolutely.
Is definitely worse.
I had not thought of that, Ollie. But yeah, this is a great, see, practical, listen to the show. You're bound to get practical advice from our great listeners like Ollie. Because you're right, Ollie, right? Like this time of year, people are venturing into the river or into the lake, and you forget there can be drop-offs. And, you know, it's like mom and grandpa always said, the current is what's going to get you. So be aware, don't do anything stupid when you go into the water this weekend. Wear a life jacket and be aware that there are drop-offs, and then you can be SOL. So you're right. Water and a drop-off, not a good combo.
That's right. And I have a quick little story for you.
Yeah, please.
My husband's mother was deathly afraid of snakes, and she used to haul water from the creek for their house when the kids were little. And one day he took a dead snake and he tied it to a fishing line and drew it across the spot where Grandma was walking and scared her to death.
Oh my gosh. Lucky the poor woman didn't have a heart attack.
Yes, and he certainly got in trouble for it, I'll tell you.
I bet he did. Oh, thanks for sharing that, Ollie. That's a great story. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. We will technically be in the North Woods tomorrow.
Have a wonderful vacation. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. We're working, but thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Some people at Civic would say I'm always on vacation. I'm just permanently out to lunch. What's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? What is worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Len in Madison on the text line listening to WMDX says water is worse because I don't know how to swim and I can't breathe underwater. With heights, I appreciate and understand the gravity of the situation. Oh, I like that. That's very good. Well done. Well done. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Fred, listening on WMDX in Cottage Grove. Fred, heights or water? What's worse?
Heights is worse. I got legs and arms. I can swim, but I sure can't fly with them. Legs and arms.
Right. That's true. We're not birds. That's bird. Well done. Well done, Fred. Have a great day out there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Casper back at home at MDX says, let's combine the two. Your parachute's failing and landing in a lake would be awful, but better than landing on land. Well, thanks for those encouraging words, Casper. All right. What else we have here? Let's see.
That's the last one so far.
What? Go ahead.
That's the last one so far.
Go ahead, Summers. Oh, that's the last one. All right. Very good. All right. So there you go. Anything else? Well, feel free to call in 855.
Troy in Mount Horeb is now on the line.
Oh, very good. Our old friend Troy out there in Mount Horeb. Troy, heights or water? What's worse?
I don't mind either one. I was mostly just calling to say that was me on the text thing.
Oh. Now, see, you are more informed about the internal workings of our own company than Zomers or I.
I made the meeting.
Troy is such an avid and dedicated listener that he is now included in the meetings. That's fantastic. I love that. Well, have a great day out in beautiful Mount Horeb, Troy. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. That's fantastic, Summers. See, those are the kind of listeners, those are the kind of dedicated people you want listen to the show. People that can tell you what's happening. That's really fantastic. All right. Summers and I will tell you what we think on the other side. Heights or water, 855-752-4842. Come on back. We're going to wrap it up, snakes and all, on the Black River on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location on the banks of the Black River, beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, here at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch. It is a beautiful day here. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update by Brittany Merlot. It's beautiful. That's what the weather is. And then our old friend Mike Clemens with a sports report coming up here as well. I can let you know, Zommers, that the battery is down to 14%. So it appears now with 8 minutes left, we're going to make it under the wire, which is, this is great on-site research, which means if we have 38% of a battery left, we could do a show. How about
perfect.
That?
Perfect. Great to know. I hope we don't have to use this information, but it's good to have.
That's good to have. And also, the snakes down, my mom now has Googled it. She's Googled it up and discovered we have a nest of water snakes right next to the satellite. They are non-poisonous. So that's good to know.
Nor are they venomous.
By the way, this has been a fantastic show. And people ask, Todd, what do you love about working radio? This is it. This is it. I love it because it's live. You're working without a net. And when we go, we meet great folks. We have great locations like this. And there's always some excitement. I mean, that's what makes this a lot of fun. So this has been fantastic. All right, let's finish up on what's worse, height or water, 855-752-4842. Our friend Gordy Kopke, where we were yesterday down in beautiful Oregon, Wisconsin, or in the town of Dunn, Kopke's greenhouse. Gordy, heights or water? What's worse?
Well, as a person who has bird DNA in my genetic makeup, I was one time a licensed hot air balloon pilot. I also fly ultralights. And one of my favorite pastimes is hiking up in the Alps. So I'm not afraid of heights at all. Water, I never really learned to swim until I was about 20. I did pick up windsurfing for a while, but I'm a bird man, so that's my favorite.
That's fantastic. Now, what can't you do, Gordy? I mean, I didn't know you were a balloon pilot too. That's that's great.
Yeah, I've had a crazy and interesting life. Been down a lot of different roads, and flying balloons was one of them.
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Gordy. Again, thanks. And by the way, we're gonna have somebody from the Badger Honor Flight on tomorrow on the show. We talked about this yesterday with Gordy, all weekend long, a brat stand on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then on Sunday at 3 p.m., the big plant auction, all proceeds going to the Badger Honor Flight, and you can also call in and bid or donate to Kopke's Greenhouse as well. So thanks again, Gordy, for yesterday, and we wish you all the best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you much, Todd.
Yep, thank you. Have a great day down there, Gordy. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Sussex, Wisconsin. Gary in Sussex. Gary, heights or water? What's worse?
Well, I've experienced all of them. I've done Ironman triathlons, and one time we had to go out in the waters out at Lake Michigan, and the waves are like 6-7 feet high, and I was swimming for my life. I had to get through the breakers. Once you get out, then it's not so bad. I was terrified. There were hundreds of people who couldn't do it. So that was scary. I've also skydived. And that was a little scary in the beginning. Later on, it wasn't so bad. But heights, if I was on a trapeze or if I was tightrope walking between two buildings, I think that would be the scariest.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. But you did Ironman? I didn't know this about you, Gary. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, done five of them. Wow. I've been in Madison. I've done two of them in Madison and three of them in Racine. The three of them in Racine were half Ironman, and the ones in Madison were full.
I've watched. I've never participated, but I've watched. I mean, those are just amazing athletes. Well, this is great, Gary. More great information. If I don't talk to you, have a safe and good Memorial weekend. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah,
appreciate
you guys too.
Yep, thanks. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Brookfield. Jim in Brookfield on the line. Jim, heights or water, what's worse?
Well, I was out west in Oregon at Crater Lake National Park, and I had the opportunity to jump off a 30-foot cliff into Crater Lake, the Crater Lake itself, one of the deepest in the North America, a huge lake. And I got to admit, the 30-plus-foot jump was a little more intimidating or a lot more intimidating than hitting the water in, like, one of the nation's deepest lakes in this broad lake. So I would say height is worse.
Wow. Amazing story, Jim. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Jim in Brookfield, 855-752-4842. 4842. John in Oshkosh, listening to WISS, texts in on the text line, says, I fly like a rock. He says, I can swim like a fish, but I cannot fly like a bird. Heights are way, way worse. He says, I fly like a rock. Well, well said. Also, our new feature on the app, the voice messaging thing, Barb in Waukesha, listening on WAUK, says, guys, I've noticed the voice message at least a week ago. So, thank you. Thank you, Barb. I appreciate that. Zombers, heights or water? What's worse?
I think I got to say for me that heights are worse. As people have said, we can't fly. I understand some people can't swim, but I can. And having been in Boy Scouts, I've learned a lot of ways to stay floating for longer than you may normally have energy for. So if I'm in deep water, I feel more confident that I can remain there until someone can rescue me. What about you?
How many times have I been in deep water in my broadcasting career? Several. I would say the same. I'm not a great swimmer, but I can swim. I don't mind some heights, but like Gary or somebody said, I could never tightrope walk or anything like that. So I'll say heights are worse.
Yeah, my
All
balance
right, great
is awful.
Show to, a great show today. James Kelly, thank you very much for being here from the TAP WCFW. Also, Alex Madorsky of the Nature Conservancy. Zomer is back home. And the great folks here at Black River Falls, come up here. Enjoy the Black River. The snakes have held off, and we got 13% battery and no bird poop. So I'll call that a successful show. We'll see you tomorrow from Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great day.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. One man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S., spoke on the Senate floor today.
Such a blatant and targeted act of anti-Semitism right here in the nation's capital should outrage everybody.
The FBI now focusing on the suspect's online posts, apparently against the Israel-Hamas war. Those murders also raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the war. In California, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit in a San Diego neighborhood earlier today. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department, saying only an act of Congress can close an agency. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News.